This study in the Old Testament book of Daniel is offered for the edification of all students of God's Word by spiritandtruth.org. Hi, I'm Tony Garland, and I'll be your instructor during this study. It's my prayer that our time together will deepen your understanding of the Bible and allow you to gain a greater appreciation for what God is accomplishing in the grand sweep of history. The ultimate goal of our study of the book of Daniel is to draw closer in our relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now let's begin our time of study in this important and fascinating book of the Bible. Well, the purpose of this particular session is to introduce the students to the various study resources that are available in conjunction with this course. The presentations will generally be given in a slide viewer called the Web Show Slide Presentation. It's a program that allows you to view slides accompanied by audio and to play it in any kind of web browser. You don't need to install any software on your computer or do anything special. You just use a web browser. And so this has the advantage of allowing you to view slides associated with recordings both on your computer or over the internet. And if you're looking at the presentation on the web show slide viewer, you'll be able to see the different bullets associated with this presentation as you go along. When you're looking at the web show slide presentation on your left, you'll see a list of slides. This list, you can click on any of the slides at any time. They're numbered and they have titles. This particular presentation, there's 8 slides, and you'll see that the 8th one is on the topic of Hebrew and Greek. But at any rate, if you click on any of the slides in the left-hand panel, then the presentation will move to that particular slide and the audio will start up for that slide. This allows you to move along in the slide presentation at your own rate or to repeat a slide, or later on if you want to replay a slide, you can do that. It also allows us to set up links between verses and parts of the presentation, and as we go along we'll be building a set of links up so that you can, from the main course, you'll be able to look up the commentary associated with any chapter and verse. You just type in the chapter and verse and press a button, and it will find the correct web show presentation and also the appropriate slide, and that will allow you to play any particular presentation associated with a chapter and verse in the book of Daniel. You'll notice in the lower portion of the web show slide viewer, there's a number of buttons. These buttons allow you to control the audio playback. For instance, you'll be able to turn the volume on and off or change the volume level. You can play the recording. You can pause, continue, and rewind. And so when you're looking at these different buttons at the bottom, from left to right, you'll see one of them has an X on it. This is a button that allows you to close the web show from being operated at all. It just closes it. The second button is got a picture of a small house that takes you to the home where the presentation came from. That's the website that's hosting this particular web show. In our case, it will be spiritandtruth.org. The third button has a question mark, and this button allows you to bring up help for how a web show operates. The fourth button from the left has a speaker on it, and you'll see that that allows you to turn on or off the audio. So it's effectively a mute button so that you can look at the slides without listening to the audio. The fifth button from the left has a speaker within a box, and that you really shouldn't need to use that button. Most of the time, the audio will play back in a way that's integrated into the web browser, but if you have trouble hearing the audio, you can press that button and it will launch the audio playback in a separate MP3 player outside of the window where the slide is, and for some people that allows them to hear the audio when there's a problem otherwise. Then near the center of the bottom, there's a drop down list box with an arrow, and it has a slide number in it. Right now it'll say slide number 2 if you're watching the web show. You can click on that down arrow and select any slide. It's the equivalent of clicking on the slides in the left-hand panel where the slide list is, so you can jump from slide to slide. The last three buttons on the right-hand side are a back and then a forward button, so you can press those buttons to move backwards or forwards in the sequence of slides. Also, there's a center button with kind of a circular icon on it, and when that is enabled in some web browsers, it will automatically advance slides. So you can start with slide 1 and press that button, and then it will automatically run through the whole sequence of slides. That doesn't work for all web browsers, so in some cases some people will have to press the button to advance to the next slide, or click on the next slide in the slide list on the left side of the web show. In addition to the web show presentation, there's also a separate audio recording that will be available. And the audio recording combines all the segments from the web show and puts them together as a single recording file. And this has some advantages. It's more convenient than using the web show if you're away from the computer. For example, if you want to listen in your car, you can download this separate audio recording, put it into your own MP3 player, and listen while you're jogging or bicycling or driving in the car. It's also convenient if you have a slow internet connection. You want to download the entire audio presentation. You can maybe download that overnight and then later on listen to it. It's also handy if you want to convert the audio recording from MP3 format into a WAV file or some other format, that you can make your own audio CD, which will play without a computer or without an MP3 player, just plays in a standard CD player. So that can also be a handy thing to use. We'll also be offering a link which downloads the entire web show to your computer. And this is also helpful in situations where you want to use the material either for your own personal study or in a home fellowship or perhaps in a Sunday school class. You can download the entire web show, disconnect from the internet, and take your laptop somewhere else and play the presentation for a group or for your own personal study. And next, let's talk about some of the printed study helps that are available online. Depending on which way that you've accessed this course, either through the internet or by CD-ROM, there's additional study materials that are available. The first one is a study Bible, and you'll notice on the slides at the top border of each slide, you'll see three words near the center. One says library, another says commentary, and another says Bible. And in this particular slide, we've emphasized the word Bible because that's what we're talking about here. If you click on that Bible at any time, it will take you to a digital Bible where you can select different translations depending on how much room is available, whether you're over the internet or whether you're running on a CD-ROM. We'll have several translations of the Bible, usually the King James Version, the King James 2000, and the NASB. You can select the translation of your preference and move around, go to various verses, chapters and verses. You can also select between different text sizes to make it easy to read. And all this information, the type of Bible you prefer, as well as the size of the text, is saved in a cookie in your web browser, so you don't have to keep selecting that information. So the Bible's there. It's always available on every slide. You can click the Bible and look up a verse. In addition, on some slides where verses are mentioned, you will see that the verses themselves are links, that you can click on the verse and it automatically will open the study Bible at the specific verse on the slide. So this makes it a lot easier to find the related scriptures which are being discussed. Those who are taking the course for credit, write down check number 7. Check number 7. Another resource that's available on every slide, at the top you will see library. In the top heading, you'll see the word library. And this is emphasized on this slide. And when you press the study library word, you will be accessing a library of additional books that are linked together. And rather than just a single Bible, there will be Strong's information, Hebrew and Greek information. There will also be Treasury of Scripture Knowledge, which takes you to additional passages that have information on the area you're studying. There's also going to be additional books, and the number of books that are there depends on how you're accessing the course. If you're accessing the course over the internet, then you have a full set of additional works, different Bible translations, and so forth. If it's on a CD-ROM, the amount of the depth of the library will depend on how much room remains on the CD after the course materials. Sometimes there's going to be a little less in the way of study library materials on the CD-ROM because we need the room for the recordings. But in any case, this library is always available as well. There's also a commentary on the book of Daniel, which is linked to the course, and you can access it at any time by clicking on the word commentary at the top of the slide. This commentary is a work in progress. Eventually, it'll be available in a wide range of formats. Initially, it'll be available in HTML, accessible through a web browser and linked to some of the slides. Eventually, it will be available in PDF, so you can print it yourself. Also in formats that are useful with various types of Bible software. And of course, we eventually will hope to print it as a textbook itself, just like we did with the Revelation commentary. If you go to our website and look up the Revelation commentary, you'll see it's available in a wide number of formats, and we'll be targeting similar formats with this Daniel commentary. One thing to be aware of is in the commentary, there's an index button, and when you go to the index, you'll always have a choice between two different page sizes. There's a small page size where each individual section in the commentary occupies a single page, and that trades off breaking the material up into smaller pages so it's more responsive over the internet and also for someone who has a slower computer. But there's also a large page size that you can select, and this will combine sections into multiple sections into a single page. It makes it a little easier to see where you are. It's more like a traditional book, but it also requires a little higher speed connection to the internet or a little faster computer because the page size contains quite a bit more material. So you can select between the two page sizes at any time, either the small or the large. Lastly, I'd like to mention a little bit about Hebrew and Greek. In this particular study in the book of Daniel, we're going to be more frequently encountering Hebrew than Greek, although we will see some Greek as well because we'll be talking about some of the Greek translations of the book of Daniel, such as that's available in the Greek Old Testament, the Septuagint. But in any case, where original language fonts are required, that is where Hebrew and Greek appear, the word or phrase that appears in Hebrew or Greek is also transliterated for those who are unfamiliar with the original languages or lack access to the special fonts. And you'll see in our bullet item on this slide, you'll see some examples where Israel in Greek and in Hebrew is transliterated. And generally, even if you don't know Hebrew or Greek, you can read the transliteration because it uses regular Roman characters and you can recognize what the words are supposed to be, usually. Ezra SIL or Galatia SIL Unicode fonts are available at www.spiritandtruth.org/fontsu/index.htm. So that's www.spiritandtruth.org/fontsu/index.htm. Any of those Unicode fonts will help you to read the Hebrew and Greek more accurately online. Special fonts aren't needed for Hebrew or Greek if you're reading the PDF format or in print. In either of those formats, of course, the characters are already rendered in Hebrew or Greek. You don't need a special font. I also should mention that transliteration, which follows the Hebrew or Greek phrases and includes overbars, underbars, and dots in association with the characters, this is displayed using the Arial Unicode MS font. And that's a font that's available very widely on computers. You probably already have that font on your computer. If not, you may be able to find that over the internet. We don't have that font, or we can't offer that font. So those are some of the different resources that you'll find for your study of Daniel. And as you go along, you'll become more familiar about how to use some of these and move around between them. And I just hope that this will help you to more conveniently understand what's going on and be able to look up verses and also get your feet wet with some Hebrew and Greek.